Gaza has changed everything. The genocide there is a genocide made in America, and people can see it. The empire has never been this exposed. From the moment we're born, we're told the United States represents freedom, democracy, and human rights. All that is American as apple pie, except it's a lie. Anywhere hope springs up, the United States will be not far behind to try and extinguish that hope. How can you think that the United States isn't an empire? It has a military budget which is the same as the next 10 countries combined. It has 750 bases in every corner of the globe. In Britain, we are completely controlled by the United States, and we have 12,000 troops across 11 so-called RAF bases, which are actually American bases. And we, the British people, are not allowed to know anything that goes on those US bases in Britain. I tried to request information from the British government about whether the US was using its sites in Britain to transfer weapons to Israel for their genocide in Gaza, and was told we don't comment on allies' actions within Britain. An amazing black hole in British democracy and transparency. But that is because we are a vassal state of the United States. The Roman Empire, the Mongol Empire, the British Empire, none of them came close to having the reach and power of the American Empire today. The United States has never not been an empire. From the moment the British colonists set up Jamestown in 1607 up till now, they've been expanding. Initially, it was expanding westwards to cleanse what became the national territory, wiping out the Native Americans, putting them onto reservations, tricking them to sign treaties which deprived them of their land and resources. And then in 1890, the internal frontier was closed. Soon after, the Spanish-American War started, after which the Americans took on a number of Spanish imperial possessions, and that's when the American Empire globally started. Part of the reason that the American Empire is hard to see is it doesn't operate like historical empires. It does have some formal colonies, but it doesn't have loads. It's not like the British Empire. What it operates is an open-door empire, where if a government does not allow US corporate and financial interests to penetrate their market in exactly the way they want, they'll come in and take them out, either through a war or through subterfuge done by their vast intelligence apparatus. We've seen this countless times throughout history, from the coup against Iranian democracy in 1953, to the coup against Chilean democracy in 1973, to the attempted coup against Venezuelan democracy in 2002, to the successful coup against Bolivian democracy in 2019. History is littered with examples of leaders who try to give the resources of their countries back to the people, and the United States and its allies come in and take them out. When the Soviet Union was defeated, the new war was the war on drugs. And actually, the war on drugs was just a way for the United States to have another excuse to station a military personnel in Latin America and other places in East Asia. In somewhere like Bolivia, when Evo Morales kicked out the DEA, production of coca went right down. The drug war has nothing to do with drugs. It's about enforcing US imperial control. And that's the case to today. After that, we had the war on terror, where Islamic terrorism was the enemy of the day. And then we have Putin, and now we have China. You're sold all these new enemies. But the point is not to vanquish the enemy. The point is we have to have an enemy to justify our increased control and penetration of the globe. We're constantly told to be scared of China and its rise to superpower status. I'm not saying China's spreading its power around the world for altruistic purposes. It is an imperial power, but it has a different way of going about things than the Americans. It does not invade countries which don't do what they're told. It does not have an archipelago of bases around the world. In fact, it only has one overseas base in Djibouti. The brutal US and UK-backed war in Yemen, which created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, was promptly brought to a close when the Chinese got involved. And look at how they brought Saudi Arabia and Iran, two sworn enemies, to the negotiating table and successfully got them to sign peace accords. That goes against everything we're told about how the world works. We're told it's the United States that is the great peacemaker. It's the United States that is a neutral arbiter, and it's the United States that wants to spread peace and democracy. It's the opposite of the truth. The United States does not apply any values, any principles to its overseas conduct. The only principle it worships is control and power. But the American empire is failing. Look at Colombia. For decades, it was called the Israel of Latin America, the most heavily controlled US satellite state in Latin America. It recently elected its first ever socialist president, Gustavo Petro, who has been one of the most vocal supporters for Palestine and against the genocide in Gaza.
Hoy tenemos 20,000 niños y niñas asesinados bajo las bombas, y los presidentes de los países de la destrucción humana se ríen en estos pasillos. Con ayuda del poder de comunicación de los medios mundiales, que hoy están en propiedad de los grandes capitales, el control de la humanidad sobre la base de la barbarie está en construcción, y su demostración es Gaza, el Líbano. Cuando muera Gaza, morirá la humanidad toda.
That shows that the US does not have the control it once had. Once upon a time, they would have destroyed Petro before he got into power. Petro is a dedicated environmentalist who has made expanding healthcare to the poorest his signature issue. This is what the empire hates. They do not want to see power taken away from the small elite which does their bidding in that country. Don't get me wrong, American ideals are great. I just wished the American government lived up to them. And the point is, the American people themselves are lied to continually about what their government does. And the American people have a long history of standing on the side of justice against some of the awful crimes their government has committed. Look at the Vietnam War in the 60s and 70s. Americans very quickly can become animated about what their government is doing and try to stop it. And there are mechanisms within the United States for them to do it. But there is an imperial elite which runs Washington. And it runs it through the Democrats and it runs it through the Republicans. Those parties are parties of the empire. The people living up to noble American ideals of democracy and justice are the student protesters sweeping campuses in the United States. They are standing up to say, we do not want a government which supports genocide, which supports the obliteration of a people. Gaza has changed everything. The empire has never been this exposed. The media which covers for it has never been this exposed. The door is now ajar. We have to kick it in.